The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Greetings and welcome to today's special episode of Climate Matters. I'm Lindsay Wood. I'm the director of climate strategy company Resilience Limited, and Climate Matters is brought to you by Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station. It's also broadcast across the Canterbury region on Plains Media and to the Wairarapa on Arrow FM. Well, I mentioned it was a special episode, and that's because we're going to dedicate today's program to the results of our love letter to the world poetry competition that closed on Valentine's Day. We had well over 100 entries. We were delighted with that. About 60 of them in the junior category and 40 or so in the open category. So here's how today's show will run. I'm going to give you a little bit of background information. Then I'll be joined by Chloe Van Dyke, one of the founding directors of the wonderful Cheer Sisters Nutritional Beverage Company. Cheer Sisters have been a generous sponsor of this competition. And then we will go through and Chloe will introduce each of the prize winners, say, give the judges citation for them, and then we will hear each poem read out, mostly by the poets themselves, although a couple of them, they weren't available to do that. I got a real thrill out of hearing them read out. I hope you do too. But before we get into the announcing of the actual results, I do want to give a big heads up to our two judges. We had Bruce Gilkerson and Will Stovall as our judges. Bruce is a chartered accountant who's had a lifetime engaging with climate and wider environmental issues, including writing the pioneering book, Accounting for a Clean, Green Environment, plus many articles on accounting and climate change. Plus, Bruce was a prize winner in Climate Matters' first Valentine's Day poetry competition. Dr. Will Stovall has a PhD in culture and sustainability. He's been active in numerous environmental and climate initiatives, both here in New Zealand and in the US, and he's the founder and director of Lighthouse Aotearoa, which is a wonderful young person's organization for climate engagement. We featured Will and his group in Climate Matters number 144, if you go on the website for that. So that's great great to have such good judges. And then I do want to say a little bit about Cheer Sisters. And as I mentioned, that Chloe Van Dyke will be joining us shortly in the show. Her sister, Florence Van Dyke, was the other person between them that set up Cheer Sisters. I have to say, they are two of my climate heroes. It's amazing what they've done. They are really role models for how to tackle sustainability and so on in this ever-increasing and demanding world. Cheer Sisters themselves are a pioneering health beverage company. They have ticked almost every environmental and climate box you can think of, and likely some that you can't. We will put a link to their story on the show notes for today's episode. One of the things that the judges responded very quickly on was how they said they were blown away by the standard of the entries. In fact, to the point that while we were originally only going to give two prizes in each section, we've decided to award three prizes. And that's in part thanks to the enthusiasm of the judges. And here's just a little bit about the process we adopted in order to be as impartial as we could in the judging. Because of the large number of entries, I did a first sifting through and shortlisted each section, that is the junior and the open sections, into about 20 poems in each section. I then shared them with Bruce and with Will. One section went to each one. They read all the poems. They scored them against a criteria that we had agreed beforehand. For example, they had to get full marks or good marks. They had to be in the form of a love letter because that's the nature of the competition. At least a love poem, let's put it that way. It also, obviously, preferably reference the world and also preferably either climate or environmental issues. Then, of course, there were points for poetic merit, whether it's imagery, use of words, imagination, and that sort of thing. And then there was a chance for the judges to give a discretionary mark for something that they thought was particularly special about a poem. They then swapped poems and then each reviewed each other's assessment. And I have to say, they were very well aligned. It was remarkable how closely their thinking was, which was encouraging. And they worked it with real collaboration, which was a treat. So with that in mind, it's now my pleasure to introduce you to Chloe Van Dyke, who's one of the founding directors of Cheer Sisters. Hello, Chloe, and welcome to the show, and thanks so much for joining us today. We'll start with the junior category, but first of all, I do want to apologize to the poets for my oversight in failing to double-check the pronunciation of each of your names. I do hope I've given Chloe the right guidance on that. The judges were especially impressed with two poems from very young poets, and we're keen to give them an honourable mention, even though they weren't awarded prizes. And I'll ask Chloe to introduce the honourable mentions.
So the first honourable mention in the younger kids category goes to My Love for the Earth by Evan Brady. The judges said, My Love for the Earth was a beautiful handwritten poem by 9-year-old Evan Brady, which conveys unconditional awe and excitement, as well as the activities that humans can do to appreciate Earth's beauty. In the final line, it emphasizes that Earth is a beautiful place for everyone, an ambiguous hue that applies to all living things.
And then we come to the second honorable mention.
The second honorable mention in the younger kids category goes to Prince by Prue. The judges said Prince is an uplifting little poem by Year 4 student Prue. The writer's love and admiration for their pony is evident and filled the judges with joy.
Isn't that cool? I love it that little kids give poetry writing a go. I think it's just so awesome. I'd like to see what they do in the future. However, that now brings us to the third place in the junior category. And after Chloe has announced it, you'll hear the poet first of all respond to me asking what was the inspiration for the poem before reading the poem itself.
And third place in the junior category goes to Trapped in This Box by Harvey Aiken. The judges said, Trapped in This Box is a jarring reflection on humans' impact on the planet and our species' insistence to perpetuate the systems we know in our heart are wrong. It frames consumerism as cowardice and poses an important question at the end. While change is inevitable, unwillingness to take ownership of our actions and move forward holds us back from realizing our true potential.
Well, this poem, I got the style, I was just experimenting and I just found good rhymes for it. And the bit where it's like, yet we're still trapped in this box, that repeating line in every verse, I got that from another poem I was actually working on in my school. So we were learning about it and I thought that's a really cool phrase I could actually put in there. So I put that in there and I was experimenting with the rhymes a little bit and just I was thinking of a word and then I was thinking of all the different words that I could use to rhyme with it and slot it in there and I made it really good. Okay. Trapped in This Box by Harvey Aiken. As dawn breaks calm, we're awoken by a sound. The incessant hum of consumerism spreading all around. Yet we're still trapped in this box of popularity and fame, grasping at the latest product and not taking the blame. Yet we're still trapped in this box of hoping for an end. Where is the silver lining to fix and make amends? Yet we're still trapped in this box of building the rubbish mound, promising we'll clear it later, but it piles all around. Yet we're still trapped in this box, thinking our actions are too small, so we don't bother trying, but we need to stand tall. Yet we're still trapped in this box of a planet in despair. Realizing what we've done, we finally stop and stare. As dusk falls once more, a question in the breeze. Will we break through the box, or will we forever freeze?
Well, what a delight to hear Harvey recite his poem, and a pretty deep poem at that, especially for a junior competition. And now we come to the second place in the junior category.
Second place goes to A Love Letter to Colours by Katie Ann Lay, read for us by one of our judges, Will Stovall. The judges said, A Love Letter to Colours presents an alliterative, abstract commentary on the power of colour to inspire wonder and connectedness to a larger whole. It poses the idea that colours are more than what we see and have the power to remind us of the beauty we too often overlook.
So this poem was written by 13-year-old Katie Ann Lay from Cromwell, and the title is A Love Letter to Colors. Splashed across the world, deliberate and true, the subtle shade to the delicate hue. Streaked through the landscape like the stroke of a brush, the crimson blush, the tinted flush, the life of the forest, both bright and lush. Memories forged, old and new, amplified by the twinge of blue. The stoic of mauve, the simmer of red, the colors swirling inside my head. But it's those colors in our heart that can truly set us apart, connect us to our roots and Mother Nature's art. For if not for colors, could life really start?
Oh, terrific. A completely different poem, isn't it? And now please share with us, Chloe, who the winner of the junior category is.
And the winner is Did I Ever Tell You by Serafina Tees. And the judges said its commentary of wonder, temporality, and reclamation, Did I Ever Tell You, draws attention to the beauty of our planet and its unrelenting effort to bring comfort to those with the courage to seek inspiration. In the titular question, Did I Ever Tell You? The speaker wonders if she has ever explicitly conveyed her appreciation for the earth and proceeds to do so in no uncertain terms. The judges would also like to commend Serafina for her excellent poem Before, which conveys similar sentiments around beauty and wonder.
Well, I think at first I was too focused on the negative aspects of the world and the damage of human impact. But then, as I reflected, I soon came to realize that the world has so much more positive aspects, and I wanted to write about why I loved it so much, rather than saying I'm sorry repeatedly. And I came to appreciate the world for its resilience and how it continued to persevere through all these challenges. The sun continued to rise, and the world continued to protect us despite all we've done. So I decided to write my love letter to the world on why I love it so much and the positive aspects, thanking it for its resilience and hope. And now I will recite my poem, Did I Ever Tell You? Did I ever tell you that the sunrise is a gift? A golden hand reaching through the clouds to lift the heavy shadows from your tired sleeping eyes, painting I love you across the morning skies. Did I ever tell you how your rain likes to sing? A soft, rhythmic promise of the life it will bring. It does not care about the dust or grime. It just wants to wash away the weight of crime. Did I ever tell you how the trees reach out to hold the shivering breeze and the winter cold? Wrapping the world safely in a leafy embrace. Finding the beauty in every broken place. Did I ever tell you, even when the world feels so wide and hollow, there is always a path for your heart to follow? Because even through the cracks, the flowers start to bloom, making a garden out of every empty room.
Well, what a lovely poem. And making a garden out of every room really made me think round corners and really appreciate some of the deep thinking that Serafina had put into that. I do also want to put in a comment to all the entrants, and that is that the judges were blown away by the standard of the poems, and they expressly said that to me. And I think it's not just the winners, so I do want every entrant to take heart from the fact that they wrote to a terrific standard. However, that now brings us to the open category. And again, we'll start with the poem that was awarded third place. Over to you, Chloe.
Third place goes to From the Moon by Olivia Payton, read to us by one of our other judges, Bruce Gilkerson. The judges said, From the Moon is a unique and beautiful love letter conveying unconditional reverence and desire. The judges found its choice of speaker, the moon, very profound and felt that humans could benefit from a bit of the moon's perspective.
Hi, I'm Bruce Gilkerson, one of the judges in this competition, and I would like to read a poem by Olivia Patton. The poem is From the Moon. Every second is spent following her, orbiting around her elegant form. Her power is overwhelming. I am stuck in place. I am alone, unable to break away, unable to get closer. She is glowing, entrancing and perfect, a mesmerizing palette of blue and green. White tendrils whisper across her delicate skin. All I want is to be with her. All I can do is observe her. She is so far away and yet so close, a beacon of life and beauty. She is precious, incredible. I am blessed to be drawn to her. Captured by her energy. I wonder what she looks like up close. I will never know.
I was struck by the view of the Earth from the moon. It was very evocatively written. And now, can you please share with us who won second place in the open category, Chloe?
Second place goes to Weep Little Remu by Greg Judkins. And the judges said, Weep Little Remu positions environmental degradation and disregard close to home, emphasizing a natural feature of a plant species endemic to Aotearoa. It uses powerful imagery and repetition to drive its message home and endures in the reader's memory.
Yeah, kia ora. I'm Greg Judkins from Mahurangi area where I now live, and I'm a retired GP who enjoys dabbling in poetry. This poem is called Weep Little Remu. For what do you weep, little Remu? What makes you droop so low? Is it the wind, the bully wind that blows like never before? For what do you weep, little Remu? What makes you droop so low? Is it the sun, the warming sun, warming but not in comfort? For what do you weep, little Remu? What makes you droop so low? Is it the sea, the rising sea that rears against the coast? For what do you weep, little Remu? What makes you droop so low? Is it the earth, the soiled earth that lies to your roots and leaves? For what do you weep, little Remu? What makes you droop so low? Is it that bird, that nesting bird, building with plastic and straw? For what do you weep, little Remu? What makes you droop so sad? Is it your seed and future seed that hope for the promised land?
I always find it a treat to hear poems read out loud and especially read by the poet. So thank you, Greg. So here we are at the final poem and the winning poem in the open section, and you'll hear that I had asked the poet to tell us a little bit about the inspiration for the poem before it was actually recited. So Chloe, please put us out of our misery and tell us about the winning poem.
And the winner is I Did Not Know How Fragile You Were by Kayleigh O'Connor. And the judges said, I Did Not Know How Fragile You Were conveyed gentle and thoughtful caring affection for the earth. It is a clear expression of love, gentle, simple, humble, quietly determined, but still learning. The opening line immediately captures the reader's attention and demonstrates that the speaker is beginning a journey of understanding.
The poem took me a couple of days to write, and to start off with, I went on a walk and I looked at like the nature and the sky around me, and I tried to imagine what it would be like without it. And then I realized that, including myself, so many people kind of took the plant and animal life around us for granted, and that Earth wouldn't stay the same if we keep mistreating it. And then afterwards, I sat down at my desk and I thought about how I hear so many people talking about protecting the environment, but they don't always change their actions. And I feel that many people say a lot more than what they show with their actions. So I decided that I wanted my poem to be a bit more self-centered and to talk about how I don't need to be loud or performative and tell everyone that we should help prevent global warming and climate change, but instead just going ahead and doing it and not minding if others don't know or know. But yeah, that's a little bit about what got me to write about my poem, and this is it. It's called I Did Not Know How Fragile You Were. I did not know how fragile you were until I saw the rivers thinning, the smoke caught in your lungs. We built cities like crowns on your head and forgot you needed to breathe. Words are thin and actions weak. So I'm learning to love you differently, quieter, planting apologies into the earth, pressing seeds into open palms. I will choose you over convenience, over ignorance. If you are tired, rest in my hands. I am nothing if not small to you, but I am trying to hold you gently.
Terrific. Well, those are the results, listeners, and I do hope that you've enjoyed listening to the poems on the way through as much as we have. A really terrific collection and a terrific variety. A big congratulations to all the winners. A big thanks to you, Chloe, and to Cheer Sisters for your sponsorship and for your involvement today. And a big shout out to our two judges today, Bruce Gilkerson and Dr. Will Stovall. Thanks so much, Chloe. That was really great to have you on the show.
Thank you, and kia ora.
How cool was that? You don't need me to tell you that I love hearing those poems read out. Just great. And just so that you know, I'm not sure how many we'll be able to put up, but we will post many of the poems on the Resilience website, www.resilience.co.nz. We'll put a link in the show notes to the webpage for the poetry competition. And with a bit of luck, you'll be able to hear some of them being read again there, or you can always stream this again. So thanks for your company. And as always, kia kaha for the climate. Now, as you know, you're listening to Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station. Fresh FM broadcasts in Blenheim on 88.9, to Eastern Golden Bay on 95.0, to the Nelson CBD on 107.2, and across the Nelson Tasman region on 104.8. It's also streamed to the planet on freshfm.co.nz, and podcasts of Climate Matters and of other locally produced shows are available through freshfm.co.nz.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.